Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. And now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
When I came back, they said that they were having a discussion on something they wanted to follow up on,
mm-hmm.
Which was about sex dolls. So I put it on my show prep for a solid week, a sex doll follow-up.
Ooh.
And this is about a television show that uses soap operas that use sex dolls. Is that
what
it is?
That was the start. But also, Mike, do you remember if I say to you the phrase private island beauties, do you remember that? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Because
what if I throw in this clue?
That's the guy that brought the sex dolls into the studio.
Right, and it broke Oscar's back.
Remember? They were so realistic that...
Right. You got a back injury.
Yeah. Putting the doll on Rob's lap.
That's right, mm-hmm. Because this was before I had cured myself of being scared of wax figures, so it was like doubly creepy and upsetting. And so we had this whole thing in the studio with this guy that brought in these ultra-realistic sex dolls. But the reason we were talking about it is
they were fun.
The first soap opera to come back.
Fun as in surprisingly realistic.
Yeah.
In a gross way.
Nah. Yeah. There's a craftsmanship to it. There is. You're just like, yeah, this is... If I was a lonely man and I had means...
Old style craftsmanship.
The thing that I remember most about it is the way the skin felt. It was really, really weird. Because it did have like a little bit of action against like the skin. Anyway.
We have a robot story or an AI story in News You May Not Need today. Which should be kind of interesting about that. That looks similar. Stay up late. Yes.
So the first soap opera to come back on an intermittent basis. And, you know, soap operas, as you know, they have a real fast turnaround. So they have to, like, tape the day before they air. Is CBS's The Bold and the Beautiful. And they were trying to figure out the best way they could do intimate scenes in these days of COVID-19. And what they did is they pulled out what was a sex doll or a realistic love doll that they had used in a previous season as a corpse. And they outfitted it to look like one of the female cast members, and they shot an intimate scene.
Little lingerie.
With the guy, so it looked like they were in bed together. And it was, as I believe the phrase was from the executive and the voice I used was,
surprisingly realistic. Very effective.
I would imagine if you shot it the right way, you could make anything look realistic, and you certainly aren't going to bring CGI into a soap opera.
Too expensive.
Although, you know what? I could be wrong about that. I could be wrong about that, but the budgets would not allow.
Mike, I think the reason why soap operas still are viable is because of the cost of producing so cheap.
I have found myself watching old movies and wanting the days of CGI to go away. I liked it when they used real scenes where they really have to put the effort forward to not paint a movie. I think CGI, it can be absolutely brilliant, but also would go down with film historians as one of the great cop-outs. Did you burp?
I did.
Did you just burp?
I did. What I didn't think that? It would be, didn't think it would be picked up.
Your mouth just went, it's almost like your lips moved. You went,
something settled.
Somebody
isolate
that.
Did you mute yourself when you did that?
No, because I thought it would be silent, and I think it was silent.
It was silent. I just saw it. You know when you see cartoons with their lips that go, it was almost like that. But I think CGI, by and large, is kind of a cop-out when it's used to create, like, the entire town.
I think you know that what CGI I mean? I is like that. like overly spiced food. If a food is, like, so hot you can't even eat it.
Yeah, but
like,
we still love right. the food.
Yeah, but you know what? It's better if it's used sparingly. That's when it's best.
Okay, but I think it depends on the subject matter. Like, it really, what,
Titanic
what
would
shoot.
Be an example of, I think, a pretty large-scale use of CGI that kind of had to be done.
Right.
That's the way I would look at that.
Can't build a boat and sink it. Right.
But I also think I miss that. For example, Patton with the fighter jets flying
mm-hmm.
overhead.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Those are real fighter jets they use. That was kind of cool. You look at an old war movie, they did it that way. And it was kind of, now you can also look at them and they look absolutely jive. But it's
Air Force One.
You know. Yeah.
that's a terrible use of CGI.
How dare you, Mr. President?
But anyway, I think
get off my plane.
You couldn't use CGI in a soap opera because of expense and also because of the speed they have to turn the product around. So they use this
surprisingly effective
love doll on The Bold and the Beautiful, and they said it's okay. But the problem is they only had the one doll in the prop closet that they used as a corpse. So the thought is buy more or share. And I think sharing is almost just as bad in this age of coronavirus. So Oscar,
well,
I mean,
you could probably sanitize them. Right?
Yeah, I suppose, but still,
I
wouldn't
think
it be more effective?
They're meant to be sanitized.
They're made to be cleaned, if you know what I mean. Ew.
I mean, a power washer or two.
So Oscar and I mentioned that this could be a boon for the sex doll industry, especially as all the soap operas come back. And I couldn't remember the name of the guy from Private Island Beauties, but I didn't need to because about 45 minutes after the show, Patrick sent me an email.
Oh, I love
it. And so this is what's going on with Patrick, the gentleman who brought in the sex dolls, including the one that harmed Oscar's back, which was, as I recall, a smaller model meant for travel.
I want to be clear. It's not her fault. I'm in bad shape. Any man who probably has any type of muscle tone on his body could pick up this doll no problem. I just didn't have the time.
You injured yourself by picking the doll up.
Well, the weight is as realistic as the skin. Let me just give you that much.
Mm-hmm. But this was a smaller model because I remember it came into the studio in a bag.
I think the term that was used is spinner.
I wasn't going to say it, but you're right. That's exactly
it. Didn't have legs, right?
No, it
had legs. I'll send you a picture. I think I still have it on my phone.
All right.
Oh, how nice. Okay. I think I still
so
have it
Patrick
on my phone.
And so the email reads, "Hey, Rob, I am a winner," because we were saying there's, you know, in the virus, there's winners and losers. And so he's a winner. So fun to hear our doll business mentioned on today's show. I must say the crazy virus is actually helping my doll biz. I'm turning away orders.
There you go. There's a demand.
Yeah. Is it for private use or is he turning away
on.
People that might want to use? Okay, good.
He goes on. Now, also, a little personal update here. Remember, he had a lovely female partner that he brought in with him. Since we saw you last, my business partner, you remember Sarah, and I split up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's okay with me. I remember that. I actually remember she didn't bring a lot to the table, did she?
No, she didn't.
I don't know that.
And there was two things. There was sort of an awkwardness between the two of them, and also remember the story of him selling all of his plans to a Japanese manufacturer who stole them. So he was at a low. It was sort of a
molds,
low.
Wasn't she a little prickly?
I believe so. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, he says nothing was happening in the doll world and we were getting on each other's nerves. So I figured we finalize our orders and call it a day.
Mm.
So for a while.
But he kept the business.
Well, he shut down the business. He says, I actually got a part-time job at a local ABC store to get me through. The booze business is thriving these days because everyone's staying at home.
The booze business is thriving every day.
That's true.
No matter what. It's the bar business that sucks.
So he says
the booze business is fine. People still want booze. You
the
know,
booze business is thriving. So he had job security there. That was a given. But when the virus struck, orders came in from everywhere. 3 exclamation points. I just shipped a piece to Australia.
Is it for individuals primarily that he's selling these things?
He says, he goes on to say, can't make them fast enough. I was trying to quietly walk away from the dolls, but I think I'll ride this wave a bit. So, yeah, there's a lot of personal use. Now, but this is also exciting.
But he's not selling them to soap operas.
Well, he says, we had a doll of ours featured on a show on the CW.
There it is. So he is selling them to that.
There you go.
The show is called Supernatural. I've heard of it. I've never watched it. Yeah. And we made a bunch of dolls for a Piranha movie.
Yes! Oh, my God. I wonder if it's the Piranha movie I watched a little of.
Which one?
I think it had Jerry O'Connell in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't say no to anything.
Isn't Jerry
O'Connell
in it? It's
the most recent Piranha movie.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Jerry O'Connell and Babes. Oh, Anyways, not a lot of substance.
No, not a great story.
Did you see anything that looked like plastic women in this Jerry O'Connell movie?
Well, I think it could be. You certainly could use that. Ask him what Piranha movie.
I'd love to know that. So he says, maybe CBS is next, !! So maybe the Bold and the Beautiful will get in touch with him. We can hope so. As always, love you guys and love the show. The Friday night cocktail shows are fun to drink along with. Cheers and happy belated Father's Day to you and Mike and Oscar. Get busy. Keep up the funny. Patrick, Private Island Beauties.
Aww. So speaking of that,
we're so happy for him.
We'll throw a plug in that we are going to be doing our TMOS cocktail party, and we will be back in a week. That's we're taking a collective summer vacation.
Yes.
Together.
I'm not. Is anybody going anywhere? Are you going anywhere for?
I was considering going down to visit my dad on the Eastern Shore until yesterday happened that it was one of the biggest spikes in the virus.
Yeah, Virginia went out of their minds.
I don't know any about that. Yeah. Maybe I've been living in
all over the country. Not so much Virginia as the other hot spots. I know that Texas.
Yeah,
I thought California was.
I thought Virginia, Maryland, D.C. I thought they were having down days.
We were steady. I think we were steady. Okay. But still, as these spikes happen,
Where did the spike happen in regards to your father?
Well, nothing with my father specifically, but, you know, if it's starting to spike around the country, why risk it? It's stupid to risk it.
So you're not planning on traveling down to...
I'm at a coin flip right now. I might go down for a couple days. We'll see. It's hard to say. I mean, I put it in the same category as when I watch TV and I see these people and I think, my God, how important is it for you to go to a restaurant? Why do you really, really need to do this? Why do you need to go out and do this and put yourself and others at risk? It's selfish. And if I were to do it just for a change of scenery, you know, I'd love to see my dad, but I can call him on the phone and talk to him and visit him that way and not put anybody at risk. I don't think it's a really wise
move. You going anywhere, Oscar?
I'm going to a wonderful place called Podcast Village.
Are you going to be working all week?
Got to work.
You're the one that arranged this week. What are you doing? Did you do it for this? Kills me.
Yes.
Because I know nobody appreciates your hard work like I do. But at the same time, we've been going pretty hard here on the old show. But correct. I mean, I think, are you going to get any?
I'll take a week in August and go see my brother in Hyannis.
If you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're able to do that.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
And plus, uncommon
that, I mean, it's not uncommon that in the summer we, like, in fairness, I look back at our schedule this past year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 2019, we had already taken a week and a half or 2 weeks off individually by, let's say, July.
Right.
We haven't taken a single week off this year.
But it's
solid
a different
the whole
schedule.
Way through. Yeah.
And I think probably people have modified their schedules all over the country. I think that it works that way. It depends on your business and what you're
doing. But we felt, in fairness, outside of really not having an excuse not to do the show, and we're blessed to have this technology in place and this infrastructure, that like we felt like it was important to do the show, especially in the height of the pandemic.
That was part of it. I don't want to give ourselves too much credit.
I'll give ourselves credit.
That's the way we looked at it. We really didn't speak about it a lot, but it's kind of the way we just did it. And suddenly we're like, hey, you know, I'm tired of you guys. I need a break.
I think the word was crispy.
Crispy is a word that has been bandied about.
So I think that maybe hitting the road. I was nervous about the idea of traveling, too. That's what I, you know, being there and going. But right now, I don't know. I'm gonna wait and see.
Yeah, I hate to put you in a tough spot. I get it.
I'm sure he's already thinking about it.
I don't know. I'm just. It's literally one of these questions where, if you are blessed to have an option,
right,
and to go to a quote unquote safer place, with less risk, which it's technically by the numbers would be Maine, then. What's 2 months and really the pain points that come with, it sucks to drive up there. It's just a pain.
I know that also on your mind has got to be.
But what do you got to lose? Like,
you're right. You're right.
A factor also has to be, you know, school is coming up. It's less than 2 months away. If it happens, I'm curious, has the school reached out to you? Because I got a very detailed survey from Loudoun County. Robert has one more year in public school, right? He's starting his senior year. And it was, as a parent, what do you think would work? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, what is your main concern?
But
that's a CYA move on the part of these public schools.
Well, also, that says to me they don't have any idea what the plan is going to be when school starts.
Yeah.
Because if they're still mining the opinion, so I don't know if Robert will be going back to school. It's really a
weird thing. He'll have school one way or another. It'll be at home.
Of course he will. Yeah, and I think it will be at home, but it's just an odd thing that we would be this close.
I don't know when you have a world record caseload how you contemplate opening schools up right around August 12th, which is where it would be. I don't see that happening right now.
No.
I mean, we're coming up on 2 months away from this, and I just don't see it happening. But I would have also said by this time, you would have mandatory masks in the state, and nothing is being changed. Nothing is being changed in
the state. Well, Mike, let's see what Collier County does.
It's weird. It's weird. I mean, I literally opened this up today as we started taping. I have not looked at it. I've become desensitized.
Look, this is a real-time conversation.
It is.
Right. So you might have a new location for your boy when we come back.
Yeah, well, we're at the ready to make sure we get
that's
we
it.
Get
going. Happen.
For that's sure. So load up the truck and move to Beverly. That's crazy.
TMOS Classic.
You know, comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good, not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm just a girl who can't say no.
No, I'm sorry. That's all right. No, it was fine.
I'm an easy lay, as you said. I'll be boning everybody after the show. Line up, please, by height.
He's going to start with HJs.
Right. Two at a time. You.
That's a disturbing image right there. It's Vegas week.
It is. It's a, you know, Mike, but it's also Veterans Day, he said, segueing nicely.
Yes. Nice segue. Thank you.
I found a great list of musicians that served in the military.
Oh, cool.
And I'll play some of their and spotlight them at this time. Elvis, of course, was in the Army.
Very, very well-known veteran.
Yeah, of course. Big deal when he got drafted and lost a lot of money for the country because of taxes. Johnny Cash was in the Air Force.
I didn't know that.
Chris Christopherson, the Army. John Fogerty, Army Reserves.
Wow.
Ray Manzarek, the Army. B.B. King, Army veteran.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Ice-T was in the Army.
Wow.
She called me Mr. Bombastic.
Shaggy was a Marine.
Shaggy was a Marine. I love Shaggy.
MC Hammer, Navy vet.
Really?
And Mike, give yourself a hug.
Shut it better.
Oh.
Jay, I want to thank everybody in my battalion and my company. What a brigade.
He was
You've
an
been a great brigade, man.
Army veteran Tony Bennett, 93 and still alive. So if you see Tony Bennett, thank him. But don't thank surprise him.
Hands together, self-hug, right?
Exactly.
Self-hug. Greetings.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. That's such a great way. I might do that on stage Friday night. I might do the hands around me and then the little pray. That might be a cool one.
You can pull it off.
I'd like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is, they've made a live action version of Dora the Explorer. Dora was huge for Julia when she was of that age range. Does Michael do Dora the Explorer?
We went to see the movie.
How was it?
The live action movie. Yeah, when it came out in the theater, it's online now. You can get it. But I actually found it to be a somewhat engaging live action. I went in because I'm so riveted on that kind of content.
Right.
I assumed it was going to be a feature film animated, which, I was getting ready for nap time.
Right.
But now I still slept in the movie, but not as much as I normally do.
Not a sound sleep. It was fitful sleep.
I'm really not a bad father. It's just I don't like those movies. Nor the trailers. I start to fall asleep in the trailers.
I found this online. This made me laugh so hard. This is a very grown-up, not dirty, it's just grown-up content. Dora's father in the movie is played by Michael Pena, and he does a vocal impression of what it's like to go to a rave and listen to music. He's warning Dora that if she goes to a rave, this is what she's going
to
hear.
You're going to be invited to some parties. And some of these parties, they're called raves. The music is, it sounds like this.
Yeah. This is from the movie, right?
Can't stop it.
And that's why I thought the movie was okay.
Yeah, it's like real content, right?
It was really funny. Yeah. I mean, that was a funny moment. And the girl...
Go get it!
I remember there were moments in that movie. That's why I had a positive vibe. It actually had moments that made me laugh. It was good.
Okay, so I'm glad you saw it. I'm glad we were able to hear it. I feel it is my duty to bring you the bad parody records that the holiday season rolls around. I'll try to limit it to one a day.
My ordinance in place.
Please do. This one celebrates when the family meets together for Thanksgiving. Sometimes there's arguments.
Family fight. Dad's always right.
Here's where that one went wrong. You can't use Silent Night for a Thanksgiving parody.
Nope, you can't. And by the way, the overdone audio of the arguing at the beginning, that's fake arguing.
Of course.
It sounds happy. I know you might think that I'm wrong about that, but I've done a lot of these things. And when you hear that real, you know what's funny? Real arguing.
Real.
That's really funny.
Real.
Like a hidden microphone, not the, you're just such a bad guy with the bad actress.
I disagree with you politically.
Right, exactly.
All right. I've had the occasional pedicure. I do it as a courtesy to others because I wear a lot of open-toed shoes. Mike, I know you've had a pedicure before.
Yes, I
have. And sometimes you wonder when you go into a nail salon how the hygiene is because, those are feet that are using the same tub.
Yeah.
Play the song that they play, not the song, but the sound that plays when you go into your manicurist,
please
pedicurist?
Do. Please do. Yes, exactly. They call in the reserves. This is in High Point, North Carolina. This is probably a nail salon that I would not return to because while the lady was getting her nails done, they started butchering deer meat.
I was sitting and getting my nails done and looked over and they were pulling out deer meat from a cooler and started cutting it without gloves on a tarp on the floor of the nail salon. It really made me worried about the sanitation of the salon.
It made her worry.
That should.
I tipped my hand when I was playing my sound effects of your...
Of my manicure?
Pedicure, rather. This is Rob's pedicure.
Yeah. Let's cut that deer meat now.
The weird thing is the sparks.
That's almost done here, Mr. Spiewak.
Thank you. You would think if you're in Rochester, New York, and you want to rob someone, you'd be pretty safe if you robbed an 82-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pretty easy target.
Yeah, unless she's spry.
Yeah, well, what you didn't know is that she's a female bodybuilder.
Oh, no.
And she's going to kick your ass, beat you with a table leg, and pour shampoo in your eyes. So, advantage lady.
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table, and I went to working on him. The table broke, and it had metal legs, and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table in his face, all of it, the whole thing. The police arrive on the porch. He's laying down already because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
And remember what they say, no more tears. That lady's badass.
Great.
Wow.
Here's one for our buddy Jimmy Cerrito. Ozzy Osbourne has a new record out. He's doing a collaboration with Slash from Guns N' Roses, and it goes like this. This is Ozzy's new record. You know, that Thanksgiving record's not so bad after all. Glad to know that Ozzy is exploring new musical sounds.
That's a rough
How'd
one.
How'd they
right
get
there.
Him to say that?
Straight to hell?
Yeah, just clearly for once.
But it still has that, Ozzy can't find the note.
Poor guy.
Oh, I think it's okay.
By the
okay.
way, that's his whole thing. But Mama, I'm coming home.
I'll find it. Then I close right. with this. Remember, I don't trust birds.
Mm.
Don't like talking birds at all.
Right.
Because they live too long. This is in Taiwan. A girl is kissing her parrot, which you shouldn't do. It's not right.
No, they can like tear your lips right off your face.
But the parrot is now imitating the smooch noise that like a mom would make when she kisses you. You know, like, mwah.
Yeah.
Don't trust a bird that does this. See?
Birds.
I hate birds. You know what?
Why do you hate birds?
Well, you know what? It's like Thanksgiving, Mike. I secretly hate birds. That's your Magic Audio Book.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.